Well, just a few weeks ago, USDA released the results of the most recent Census of Agriculture. Let's find out what we learned about South Carolina Ag from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who joins me now. And Commissioner, you've had a chance to look over this data. What did you see?
Well, we see some positives, some other things that cause concern, but the first thing to do is to compliment our farmers. Our participation rate of the 2022 census was higher than a lot of states in the South, like Florida, Texas, Georgia, so did a little better than our neighbors.
Excellent.
You know, I didn't realize this, that this census, and this is obviously everything taken together, is 6 million pieces of data. Now, sometimes I know our producers feel like they ask them for 6 million things each time, but anyway, the point is, with that much, it really is helpful for us to see some of the directions that agriculture is going.
That participation rate is a good highlight. The first thing that jumps out to me, however, though, is an alarming number, and that is the number of farms in South Carolina has gone down. Can you speak to that?
It has. We've lost a couple of thousand farms from 24,700 to 22,633. And when you dig in, you find out that most of the losses were in the smaller farms, you know, less than 50 acres. And that surprised me. And then I think we'll just try to look a little further, I guess, to see, you know, what really might be behind that. But so that was a concerning number. On the reverse side, with less farms, regardless of less farms, our revenues to the farmers across South Carolina went up by nearly 50% in the last 5 years to $4.5 billion. And while that sounds like a lot, you know, that plus our forestry numbers of what we call farm gate, how many dollars actually go to the farms,
right?
That is the foundation for agribusiness industry in South Carolina, which, as your listeners know, our listeners know, is the largest industry in South Carolina, and these farmers who generate this farm gate create about $52 billion in our economy, and another, and those 22,000 farmers create jobs for over 250,000 people.
Yeah.
So the fact that we grow things here in this state and we process them here, it is a big part of our economy, and this census helps us look kind of which direction it might be going, and what it tells us is that poultry is still very impactful, with the number of about 3,000 farms across the state, with over nearly $2.5 billion going into the farm economy by way of poultry. Farm values for the properties that we own on farms has gone up nearly 22%. Farm income average was about $65,000. Yeah, it sounds like, well, that's a good salary, but then when you realize the amount of risk and investment that our average farmer makes, it's a very moderate number, I'd say. One thing also is that our farms, maybe because we lost some of those smaller farms, our average farm size is still only around 200 acres, 202 acres, something like that. So when you think about an average farm in South Carolina, it's a couple of hundred acres, and the average age is still going up. It's just under 59 years old. So that's a concern. But then again, there's some bright spots with new farmers coming into the picture.
Yeah, I was looking over that. 33% of South Carolina farmers have 10 years or less of experience. So that means they are new beginning farmers coming in. So that has to be somewhat encouraging.
That's my point, is that while you look at the first number, you kind of get a negative reaction, but then you keep going and you see that we do have more than the national average of these new and beginning farmers. So some of the programs that we're doing and working with Clemson and working with other organizations to attract people to come into this industry appears to have some positive effect because when we do these census in another 5 years or 10 years, we got to make sure someone's ready to step up and grow the food force in South Carolina. So that's a good number. Our military presence, while still strong, it fell 15% to about 4,500 farms. So that's a little concerning, but nevertheless, still very proud of the amount of veterans who are part of the farming landscape in South Carolina.
I want to go back to industries and just focus for a moment on a number that jumped out at me, and that was the growth of aquaculture. That is really taking off. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. I tell you, a big part of that was when the General Assembly, a while back, passed a law that allows our oyster farmers to harvest year-round. Mm. If you recall, it used to be you could only harvest an oyster in a month with an R in it. And so now they can do it year-round as long as they keep the cold chain. In other words, get those oysters out of the cages, into the refrigeration, and then can ship them from there. So that's a big part of it, and very proud of that growth. Our vegetable acreage, real tickled to see that it's up probably 20%, and we think that's a part of the certified South Carolina grown effect, that some of our farmers want to add some vegetable acres to their row crops, or just start with that. Knowing it's a higher investment per acre and it requires labor management that some of the row crops don't, so that's encouraging. Then you look at berries, whether it's blueberries, strawberries, all you pick going up nearly 300%, from 13 million to almost 45. So I guess that's over 300%. So a diverse farming basket, whether it's a shrimp basket or a berry basket or whatnot, we tell it on a national scale that South Carolina is a relatively small state with a very diverse agricultural production.
If you, as we wrap up, if you could give this data and South Carolina agriculture right now a grade, what might that be?
That's a great question. I'm going to put us at B+, because of the diversification that we've talked about that's coming in, because of our participation, our veterans' participation, losing the farms, getting a little older, that keeps us from making an A. So I think a great way to put it would be a B+, or maybe a, on a scale of 1 to 10, somewhere like that, 6.5 to 7.
Definitely strength there, but as always, room for improvement. Is that fair to say?
That is quite accurate.
We'll take it, and a pat on the back to all of those involved in South Carolina agriculture, and particularly those who completed their Census of Agriculture survey and got that in to provide this valuable information. And with this valuable update, we've been talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.